Hello, it's Sunday the 23rd of May and my name is Reverend Tracy Morris and I'm going to bring you the talk today, and today is Pentecost. And so the passage is Acts 2, 1 to 21. Pentecost is another one of my favourite times in the church calendar. This was an incredibly powerful moment for Israel. They would most likely have been getting together for the Jewish Festival of Weeks. Entire households would be gathering to celebrate the goodness of God. On top of this, Jesus had just resurrected from the dead, and he'd proved that he was the Messiah. He had shown himself to his friends, given them their final instructions and encouragements, and then he had ascended into heaven to be at the right hand of God. Earlier on in chapter 1 of Acts, Jesus had told his apostles and friends to wait for the gift my Father promised. The community were now in a time of waiting. They were expecting things to change now. They were expecting this renewal that Jesus had been promising them. This community had been through a lot. They had struggled through persecution for centuries. They had been under the harsh rule of the Romans, and they had been through the roller coaster of watching their Messiah tortured and killed. Their community was divided. Not everyone was happy to see Jesus, not everyone believed Jesus was the Messiah, and not everyone was happy to see Jesus back again. Each of those disciples had gone through their own journey, times of joy and times of struggle. They argued, they had doubts, and they didn't always listen to Jesus. But the resurrection had given them a sense of something different, so it must have restored their faith and given them hope. Then Jesus had promised them something new, and they were ready for it. So there they were, Jesus' apostles and friends, waiting together. And then, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house. And then, tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. And at that moment, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in many different languages. People around them who had travelled from many different places heard the sounds and came running over. They couldn't quite believe what was going on. People of all different nations and languages were all of a sudden hearing their language being spoken in this group of people. Some of them were suspicious. What on earth is up with these lot? Are they drunk or something? So Peter got up and explained what was going on. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, for goodness sake. Of course they're not drunk. This is the Holy Spirit given by Jesus that would bring miracles and dreams, and anyone who called on the name of Jesus would be saved. Peter quotes from the book of Joel to add weight to what he was telling them. How fantastic. It's an experience that is really quite hard to imagine, and I don't think there is any description that could fully do justice to what it must have been like to be there. This was the final piece in the new plan that Jesus had for them. And at that very moment, the church began. Then what happened? Well, later in Acts 2, verses 42 to 47, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. What a beautiful picture of the first church. Everyone together, all working for the same goal, all supporting each other. And they were spending time with each other with glad and sincere hearts. Such a beautiful image of community. And what happened when they did this? The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. God restored each one of them to who they were meant to be, healing what had been and giving them a new strength. God renewed them, building a new community of loving, supporting, and committed people of God. God brought them a new and exciting future that would reach nation upon nation. Can you see where I'm going with this yet? Now, before I continue, I want to bring you some reassurance. I'm all too aware that as a curate, I am, I guess, what you could call a trainee. I'm also aware that as a curate, my time here at St Luke's is limited. But I want to make two things really clear to you. First, God called me here for a reason, and I take that very seriously. I'm not just here for the experience. This church has got under my skin, and I care about you all. The second thing is, every time I stand and speak to you, I ask God to be my words. Before I even put pen to paper or open a book, I ask God to speak his words, not mine. I have no other agenda other than to do what God calls me to do for you for the time I have here. St Luke's is a church community that is in a time of waiting. We're coming out of a time of pandemic, which has brought many struggles for all of us. But we're also at a time when the church is divided and there is genuine hurt, pain, anger, and frustration. I also know that some of you are not aware of what some of these hurts are, and that in itself has caused fear and anxiety. I truly believe that God wants to bring us renewal and restoration. He wants to restore us into the community we are meant to be. God wants us to be a community that comes together with glad and sincere hearts, where we share what we have with others and we are all coming together for the same purpose. For too long, we have relied on our own resources, our own strength, our own desire to have control over what happens. It's time to let go. Turn back to God and allow him to give us the resources we need to become the people we are meant to be. The first church could only do what it did through the gift of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gave to them. It is time for us to receive this gift afresh. It is time we are anointed with the fire of the Spirit. It is time to restore and renew St Luke's Church, to heal the pain and the hurt, to listen and deal with the anger and frustration. If we can take some time now to be honest and listen to each other, and we can come to a time when we can forgive, then the people of this church can be restored. The Holy Spirit can renew us, and we can be a place where we speak in many languages, reach out in different ways to different nations, and where we see miracles happen and lives transformed. A place where we see God daily increasing the numbers of those lives who are saved. Several months ago, the church was given a picture from a young person in this church. This was a picture of a patchwork quilt. A patchwork quilt, as many of you will know, is made of many different squares or shapes. Each of these shapes has different colours and patterns. Each shape is different. Each is uniquely made. No two shapes are identical. But when it is joined together with the rest, it makes a beautiful thing. This beautiful thing is not just for show, though. It serves a purpose. The purpose of this quilt is to wrap around someone, keep them warm, bring them comfort. Now, as with anything, a patchwork quilt needs a maker. It needs someone who will make the pieces. It needs someone to knit the quilt together. Someone who knows what this quilt should look like, how it should feel, and what it should be used for. We are a church made up of different people. We all look different. We have different views, different lives, and we all have different gifts. When we are put together in the right way, we make a beautiful church which wraps its arms around those who come into contact with it. God is the only one who knows what we should look like, how we should be knitted together, and what our purpose is. We have received a few other pictures from church, but each has been along the same lines. We are all different. We all serve a purpose. When we join together, we make a beautiful thing. Not only that, but we are also something that brings joy to others. This is our purpose, to bring hope, joy, peace, and love to all those who God guides us to. but we must allow God to put us back together again and form us into what we should be. We need to allow God to guide us and give us the resources that we need to do this. Before we can bring hope to others, we must believe in hope ourselves. We must turn to the one who gives us what we need to be a church community and ask him for what we need. We have many wounds in the church that need to be healed. We cannot forget this, gloss over it, or ignore it. We need to be able to find healing and forgiveness, and we need God to remind us of our passions and what we are called to. We can only do this by going back to God. So we stop, and we ask, and we wait. This is just the beginning. We are on a journey, and we don't know how long it will take. But when we pray, the most incredible thing happens. The Holy Spirit acts. The Holy Spirit brings the fire and the passion that we need, and we are inspired to join together as one again. The Holy Spirit gives us the grace and the humility we need to let go and listen. The Holy Spirit gives us the strength to believe that we can forgive, however long that takes. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to love each other and come together as a community with one common goal. All of this can happen when we let go of our own control and we rely on the resources that God gives to us. Jesus left us with an incredible gift in the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is all around us. This Holy Spirit is in every single one of us. And when we ask, God pours it out even more. Now, I could go on and talk for hours about this, but I'm not going to. I think the most important thing for us to do now is to respond in whatever way is appropriate to each of us, turning back to God, letting go of all that holds us back, and praying for the Holy Spirit to bring healing so that we can be restored. Take some time now to be with God. If you like to have music, choose a song that helps you to be still in God's presence. If not, then sit in the beauty of silence. Bring whatever your feelings are to God now. Ask him for whatever it is you need. Whether that is healing, whether that is forgiveness, whether it is strength, peace, or wisdom. Maybe you need God to just be with you. Take some time to be with God now. When you've done that, if you want God to fill you afresh today, then open out your hands and ask him to do just that. God is willing. He is always ready for you, and he is waiting for you to turn back to him. Whatever you do, know that you are with us. You are in our hearts and prayers as we ask God to help restore and renew us as a community. Even though we are not all joined together physically, we are joined together spiritually as a community of Christ. Thank you.